Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was just a helmet and their aura. Doesn't matter. But you can't if you're a Rams fan from St. Louis. All right, I got to get rid of you. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Listen, Robert Irvin Jewelers is a great place to go anytime, but particularly when they have their big events. And this weekend, Thursday to Saturday only. That is Thursday to Saturday only. Tomorrow to Saturday only, they're having their wedding band weekend event. Save up to $2,000. It shines. Sparkles. It could be put on a finger. It's on sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers from Thursday to Saturday. Diamond anniversary bands, diamond eternity bands, gold bands. Head on into Robert Irwin Jewelers. And by the way, with a purchase of $999 or more, free tungsten or titanium wedding band. So it is their wedding band weekend event. Thursday through Saturday only. Save up to $2,000. Dollars at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five convenient locations around Memphis. I go to the one across from Novel on Perkins Extended. Find the one closest to you. RIJewelers.com. We got Chris Harrington in the second hour, and Sam Hardiman is going to join us as well, talking obviously about the massive story with the National Guard coming to Memphis. He's been doing a lot of the heavy lifting, although there's been a tremendous array of stories over at the Daily Memphian on what we can expect. And so we'll talk to Sam in the second hour as well. Got to take a break. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Each and every day here on the Jeff Calkins Show, we welcome Chris Harrington to the program. Let's fire it up. Chris Harrington joins us now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Jambalaya by Hank Williams, maybe the greatest country music artist ever, born on this day in 1922.
Have you found yourself having any more interest in the Kawhi Leonard no-show job, the response from the league? Have you found yourself seeing any details that have changed your mind and said, okay, maybe this is something a little bit more interesting?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of those things that, like, it's such a big story, and maybe the first time it popped up when we talked about it, I just hadn't had time to really digest it that much. But it's a really big story. I think it's going to loom over the NBA season to some degree until it is resolved. I think if all that's come out in the subsequent reporting since it's first come out from Pablo Torre about later payments made both by C. Ballmer and by a minority owner.
Yeah, I forget his name. Chris nailed it. He's a minority owner, and he was continuing the payments.
I think I remember his name. I don't want to say it wrong, but it's a minority owner. And so, like, payments going in that matched in both size and proximity to payments going out to Kawhi Leonard. The thing about this is, I guess there's nothing in the public realm that you would call ironclad proof of salary cap circumvention, but the circumstantial evidence is so strong that I've yet to hear an explanation more reasonable than salary cap circumvention. And the salary cap circumvention part of it is, I don't know if that's entirely reasonable either. Like, you're already paying the guy $50 million a year or whatever, right? Like, was this really necessary? But there's no other explanation, and maybe there is one, but there's been no other explanation that makes more sense than that. It just doesn't make sense that, because the idea that, well, this company was a fraudulent company, it was defrauding everybody. What would they get for out of paying Kawhi Leonard $28 million? They don't get anything out of that. And so that explanation doesn't make any sense. And so it certainly looks like this was conscious salary cap circumvention by the Clippers. And if so, I think that's a major, major deal that should bring major, major penalties for the Clippers organization and for Steve Ballmer personally. But the NBA has to, like, reach that finding at a certain level of comfort. And it may require, you know, a third-party arbitrator also agreeing with that. And so we'll see. But I do think it's a big deal.
Yeah, he also released this. I think this was yesterday. So he took the quote from – or he took the audio clip from Adam Silver at – whatever the owners' meetings or governors' meetings, whatever we're calling it, essentially saying, like, he was unaware of the company. And then Pablo put this on Twitter. He just obtained a copy of Aspiration's $300 million founding sponsorship agreement, which must be submitted prior to its execution for NBA's approval and shall not be effective or enforceable until it is expressly approved by the NBA. So, which Paolo follows up with two immediate questions. Why did Steve Ballmer's $300 million aspiration partnership not reach Adam Silver's office before it was, quote, expressly approved? Did no one inform Silver that Bloomberg reported on January 18th that aspiration was being investigated by the federal government? I think that's where actually I start to get interested in this, because honestly, I think a lot of these teams do salary cap circumvention. I've never bought into the idea that it's just about the market.
Not at this level.
I guess this would be my argument. I've never bought into the idea that guys just want to play in Miami. They want to play in New York because they live wherever they want in the offseason. So that's, but what I have bought into is, like, I don't think Kevin Durant just signed with the Warriors just to pad his resume. Like, he got hooked up with a bunch of Silicon Valley stuff. And I'm not saying that was expressly done by the owner, the ownership group of the Warriors. But, like, I think they're all kind of in business with one another, and then it just kind of all funnels. What makes this one interesting to me, though, is I think Silver has kind of put himself a little vulnerable. And that, I think, like, in the end, that's kind of what interests me, because I'm curious to know. He's obviously a lawyer by trade. He clearly knows, like, skillfully how to dodge all these things, but I think he might be a little bit more exposed than maybe he even thinks right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any particular perspective on that as far as Adam Silver goes. As far as the thing itself, I would also point out there's, like, a couple of other, like, you know, data points is the right way to describe it. But a couple of other, like, pieces of circumstantial evidence beyond just, like, what looks shady about the transactions itself. And one of those is, like, there's context with Kawhi Leonard and other, like, shady stuff,
correct,
right? And so there's that aspect to it. When there's been reporting about stuff that they asked from Toronto and all these other things. And so it's not like this is not just out of the blue one-off. There's been other questions about Kawhi Leonard and these kind of dealings before. Then the other thing, you just go back to the original podcast with Pablo Torre. He said he had, like, I don't know how many, several people who were connected to that company who told him, you know, on the record but not for attribution. And then he had one that was on the record but not attribution, like, on audio, like, on a recorded interview, basically saying, like, within the company, he said, oh, that's cap circumvention. Like, it was known by people in this company. And so I think there's something very shady here. I think, you know, and I think if the NBA determines it and wants to determine it, that's another question. To a certain degree, I think it's going to be a major penalty situation. Like, how major, I don't know. But, and another thing, in terms of the actual basketball on the court this season, which is probably what we and the listeners care about most, it does make me wonder, I don't think they're going to avoid Kawhi Leonard's contract. And I don't think penalties, I think whatever penalties come will be more financial draft pick oriented. So none of that necessarily impacts this basketball season. But already Kawhi Leonard's a guy who's not reliable in terms of playing.
Yeah.
And I do wonder about just the general trickle-down impact of this on the Clippers as a team this season. I mean, they were a team I was probably going to have as a top-four team in the West in the regular season. I have more doubts about the playoffs because he just doesn't survive through four rounds of playoffs. But I was very high on the Clippers in the regular season, and it has me second-guessing that a little bit just because I think there's more downside risk for them in season now given all of this.
I was thinking about this, and I don't know if this is in the CBA or whatnot, but could one of the penalties be, instead of, like, to me, it's like, I guess you could make the argument, well, this would incentivize them to circumvent the cap more, but instead of giving them the full cap, like, hey, dock them, you can only spend up to 80% of the cap, and you have to figure it out. Like, to me, it's like docking them draft picks, like, I just don't know, like, maybe in the future, like the way that the league is going, maybe that hurts them, but it feels like they're going to be an organization that collects players. And so I'm like, I don't necessarily know how much I care about the draft picks, but if you prevent them from signing players, like, well, then all of a sudden, like, I think that's a pretty steep penalty.
It's interesting because that would seem to be a penalty that fits the crime.
Yeah.
Like there's a logic to what you're saying there. But there's no precedent for that I can think of. The precedents are like draft picks and financial penalties that are like real money financial penalties, not cap money financial penalties. But the real money financial penalties don't have any bearing on team building.
Right.
It's only the cap money financial penalties that do. And if this is a cap circumvention, then a cap-related punishment would actually make a lot of sense. I just don't know if they would do that or if they could do that. There's just I can't think of a precedent for that.
No, and I mean – and obviously we've seen stories like this, and I mean I was thinking the other thing is, like, well, if you're trying to make a statement, like, you're not gonna give them a postseason ban, like, no one does that in professional sports, but it's like,
right,
what if you say, all right, all your revenue from the postseason goes directly to the league? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, punishments that would actually deter teams from doing this, but I think the quiet part out loud is If you're asking me, do I believe that the Clippers are the only team that does something like this, I do not.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for creative, effective punishment, I think you were on the right path initially with the cap-related punishment. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I just don't know, just, you know, that would be a new precedent to set, but it's one that I think has a lot of logic to it. And so we'll see. But, again, there's just so much stuff here, and it seems so clear that something untoward was happening at some level, you know, that, like, hopefully the NBA will be serious about it and find out.
Do you have hopes? I don't. I think they're trying to figure out. I think they're trying to figure out a way to basically say, like, yeah, this looks bad, but there's no proof, and, you know, what are you gonna do?
I think it's so public that there's a big ESPN story today that sort of, it's more contextual. There's not really a lot of new information there, but there's just so much attention and so much information out there that I think that puts more pressure on the league to be a little bit more serious about it. What I wonder about is, and I don't know the answer to this, what are the pressure points internally among other owners, right?
Well, question is, like, how many other owners are going to sit there and go, like, we're doing the same thing? Like, you know, like, we don't.
Well, that's the question. How many, like, don't want this can of worms open up? And how many, I mean, in theory, the victim of this quote-unquote crime are the other 29 teams.
Yeah.
It's no one else. It's like, you know, the wrong party are the other teams. You're circumventing the cap that's supposed to, like, you know, ensure some level of competitive, not balance, some level, you know, balance of competitive opportunity, right? And so that is what's being circumvented, and the wrong party in that situation would be the other 29 teams. And so do they consider themselves the wrong party or not? That's a question.
Well, to your point, though, that's why I've always struggled with the whole lottery rigging conspiracies. It's because, to me, it's like, why would the other owners buy into
There's
that?
No way.
You know what I mean?
No way. To rig the lottery, like, to say you rig the lottery the year that, like, LeBron James or Victor Wimby are in the lottery, that is to leave yourself open to a lawsuit and bring the whole thing down. And there's just no way that has happened.
No, I'm with you on that. Okay, I actually wanted to switch to the Grizzlies a little bit. And we've been talking a lot about the roster, but today I wanted to focus on what are kind of the questions that you have of Tuomas Isolo as we head into this? Because we've had a small sample size, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like it was inconclusive one way or the other. I don't think it was really a fair test for him. He was basically given a team that was in a free fall, and it's like, hey, stop the free fall. Like, that late in the season, I don't know, like, what all you could implement. But what are kind of the things that you're thinking about as we head into camp that interest you from the coaching aspect?
I mean, part of the problem is that I'm not thinking about it, and I need to start thinking about it. I've been working on some other stuff, but that's where my head's been, and I've been thinking this week about it that I need to start thinking. So that's really what I've been thinking about, is that thinking about the fact that I need to start thinking.
Yes.
So I need to
make it a plan.
Really get in. No, that's 100% what I literally I need to sit down and plan a plan for myself for covering the actual season instead of, like, more the historical franchise stuff, which is what I've been working on. I think there's lots of questions for Isolo. I mean, he's never been a head coach before other than a little, like, I think it was it 12 games?
I think it was 12. I think it was 12 regular season games, and then what, four playoff games?
Yeah, I think it was nine. I want to say it's 9-4. I think it was something like that.
Right.
So let's say a dozen or so games that he coached, like, with a team that was already falling apart, that then lost two players, you know, in Brandon Clark and Jalen Wells, and then had to play the Thunder. It was just, I forget the play in.
It was 9 games regular season. I've got it in front of me. 9 regular season games, the 1 play in, and then the 4 playoff games.
2 play in, Warriors and Mavs. And so, that's like 15 games. And that's just not much. It's not, given the context. It's just, to me, it's hard to get a lot out of that. A lot of us were impressed by him, by, you know, the quality of his mind as he answered questions, but that only means so much. So there's a lot of stuff there. I mean, there's the question of the buy-in. There's the question of, you know, of philosophy. There's the question of pragmatism and ability to adjust on the fly, given what you have to work with and what you're working against, if it doesn't match your philosophy. And I think he's really been thrown a tough situation with the Edie injury, because And I've sort of made this point before. It's not just the games Edie's going to miss. It's the fact that Edie won't be a full participant in training camp when he's trying to install a system that is rooted in part on leveraging Edie's strengths. And I think that puts him in a really tough spot. So I think Yesilo's in a tough spot, and it'll be interesting to see how he handles it. I mean, part of coaching is problem solving, right?
I would say that's probably 85% of it feels like.
Yeah, like what's the boxing cliche? Like, everybody's got a plan until you
get hit in the face. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they're going to get hit in the face, and then how do you react?
Well, so since you've been thinking about it historically, franchise-wise, let's go back. Where does Taylor, in your mind, rank in terms of the Grizzlies' coaches?
Didn't he pass Lionel in regular and career wins? I think he did.
I believe he did.
Thing, right? But he's pretty far back. He won one playoff series, which I'm trying to remember. I think maybe Jaeger's the only other. Jaeger won one series because that was the Portland series they won to get to.
To get to the Warriors series.
Right. So I think Lionel is the only guy who's won multiple playoff series as a Grizzlies head coach. I think Taylor and Jaeger have each won one, and no one else has won any. So I think Taylor is not, I think when you look at career achievement, Lionel to me is clearly number one.
No. Let's see. Sometimes it'll pop back. It says we haven't lost him yet, so let's try this again. Let's see. Here's some live radio for you. This is the good stuff. This is what everybody comes for. One man manning the mic. Can he actually get his basketball expert on the line? Let's see. Or are we having phone problems? Because now I'm not even hearing a ringtone. This would be awesome. Let's see. Not feeling great right now. Okay, so I think
the number is not answering.
There we go. Thank you. I don't know if it's on our end or his end, but we'll take a quick break. So we'll continue this discussion with Chris later tomorrow when we have him on the program. So let's take a break. When we come back, fingers crossed the phones are actually functioning on our end. I think because we found out that we got an answer, at least a response there, that I do think our phones are indeed working. So we'll take a quick break and we will have Sam Hardiman next. So let's talk about how and why the National Guard is here in the city. We'll discuss that and more with Sam next right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sam Hardiman is a reporter who focuses on government and politics for the Daily Memphian. Joins us each and every Wednesday, back from a little vacation. Sam, good day. How are you, sir?
Hello, Jeffrey. How are you?
Doing well, my man. Okay, so I want to start here, and I'm going to try to ask these questions so that it doesn't sound like I'm a member of your comment section. Okay, you ready?
What a beginning.
Okay. Can you explain to me how the National Guard was able to be deployed here in Memphis? Because my understanding was Donald Trump could do what he did in D.C. because of he has the authority in Washington, D.C. I was under the impression it was going to be more difficult to do it in other cities. So how did this come to pass that this is actually able to happen here?
Yeah, you raise a key point there, Jeffrey, and that is the reason it is able to happen here at this time. Okay, and I want to say with the key caveat that that Governor Bilbey, as far as I know, as of this morning, has not activated the Tennessee National Guard to come to Memphis, Tennessee. So okay. This remains a hypothetical, but Governor Bilbey, okay, is the commander of the Tennessee National Guard. The Tennessee National Guard does not come here without Governor Lee's consent. It could in the future if the governor were to withdraw his consent, but at that point we are getting in a very hypothetical rabbit hole that I've asked constitutional law experts about, and they're confused. Okay? So I'll just answer simply, the National Guard cannot come at this time without Governor Bilbey's consent.
Okay, so
next question.
I guess we should, where are we right now?
Where are we right now is the actual deployment of this task force. The top line of this has been National Guard, okay?
Okay.
What I want to point out to everybody is that this involves 13 other agencies, the entire alphabet soup of federal law enforcement involved here.
A lot of acronyms. Okay?
A lot of acronyms. We're not going to list all of them. It'll confuse me. It'll confuse people listening to us. I also want to point out that yesterday, Governor Bilbey, in an interview with me, said that he would not think the number of National Guard troops would be higher than 150 coming to Memphis. Okay, so I want to answer that question in that way. Is where we are right now is they are planning the planning.
Okay. So have National Guard members been deployed?
No, they're not active. Okay. So the answer to this point is no. Does that mean that some National Guard personnel is not in Memphis, maybe scouting where people are going to live and be situated?
Right.
Possible. But that is not a deployment.
Okay. Are you seeing confusion? I feel like some people think that it's already happened. Is that a common misconception, or am I just an idiot?
I'm not going to call you an idiot, Jeffrey. I think it's a common misconception. People think when the president says something, right, it just happens instantly. No, it does not happen instantly. It takes some time for this stuff to get built up, okay? The governor talked about yesterday in an interview with me that his idea of the troops that would come to Memphis, okay, are the troops that the state of Tennessee has sent to Washington, D.C., okay? So if you follow the governor's logic, and presumably this is what would occur, okay, that means that those troops have to first leave Washington, D.C., and then they have to come here, which obviously is not very long, but you have to do that. There's a whole administrative process
right,
that has to happen.
Okay, so if we are in the planning of the plan, what is the plan that we know of?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great question. We don't have a lot of information right now, okay? But what I would say is this is, as it has been described, both in the document, the memoranda that the President Donald Trump signed to establish the Memphis Safe Task Force, and what public officials, namely the governor, had said, have said and said on the record to the media, is that this is a federal task force that is designed to reduce violent crime. Okay?
Okay.
What we know is that. What we don't know is how exactly are those federal personnel, whether it is the alphabet soup of federal law enforcement, which is far more likely to outnumber the National Guard people coming to Memphis than actual National Guardsmen, okay, what they're going to be doing, what the National Guard is going to be doing. Again, I would point you to, and you can find this on our website, shameless plug for the website, we got here pretty quickly in the interview today, is read the governor's comments about what he said on local control of this matter. He essentially said to the Daily Memphian yesterday that he hopes that the National Guard and other federal personnel will go where the Memphis Police Department asks them to go.
Okay.
With the idea that if a Memphis cop could be fighting crime on the street and someone in a federal law enforcement agency can backfill the administrative duty or other duty they are pulling, okay, that is what he would like to see happen. Okay. And so that is, again, the commander of the state's National Guard saying that. So it's not just it, while it's hypothetical at this point, this is someone with real power, okay, saying that. So, like, let's be clear. This is, has been phrased by both the president and the governor as a crime fighting mission. Okay. What it looks like, we still don't really know. And we're not going to know until these people are absolutely on the ground here.
Okay, so I think the follow-up I would ask for you is, why was Memphis chosen?
That's a great question. And my colleague Laura Testino had a great story about this. A former FedEx board member named Jim Vina, who's the CEO of Union Pacific, apparently the president has said this multiple times in multiple settings now, spoke with President Trump about the crime situation in Memphis and how he had to be guarded in some manner by an armored vehicle when he was a FedEx board member and visiting the city.
Sure.
Okay. FedEx and, you know, sort of bland comments, didn't really say anything about this, but everyone should please go read Laura's story on our website. So that is one reason that the president has given that he has to save Memphis. Okay. The other reason, and let's be really clear here, Memphis has one of the worst violent crime rates in the nation, if not the worst, depending on what statistic you're looking at. Memphis last year in 2024 had a homicide rate of 40.9 homicides per 100,000 people. That is very, very high. Okay. It's high, not just for the nation, but for the world. Okay. So there is obviously, and I think anyone listening to this would probably agree, a real crime problem in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. The president has focused his ire on cities largely run by Democrats that have crime issues. Okay. He has expressed the desire to send the National Guard. At the same time, it's not really entirely clear how we arrived at the National Guard is coming to Memphis. But what I would point out, because I think in the spirit of your question here and in the analysis that I've given so far, the answer I've given so far is, this is appears on its face at this time, a very different situation. Despite what the president said about this being a replica of what happened in Washington, D.C., this seems to be a very different situation than Washington, D.C. First, he's going to a state where it is a Republican governor, all right, so a member of his own party, who is assenting to send the National Guard to a part of his state, okay, saying, yes, I will do that, all right? So in this case, rather than the federal government in Los Angeles, or the federal government in Washington, D.C. sort of having this, you know, power or trying to use this power in Los Angeles, the courts there said, well, you actually use the executive power in a way that you can't. Here we have a state governor who retains control of the state National Guard being the person that agrees to this. And so it is a very different situation, despite what people, particularly the president, are saying. And I'm not saying that to be pejorative.
No,
I'm just saying that. the comments that, that public officials make versus the reality of what they do often don't match.
Correct. Yeah. And I like I said, I'm trying to keep it from. The problem is anytime you talk about Trump, it makes people feel a certain way. So, like, you can't just sit there and I feel like I'm trying to just get my head around what is actually occurring or what is like what has happened, what might happen. I'm trying to get my bases there. We're talking with Sam Hardiman, who's done a great job over at the Daily Memphian. Make sure you're subscribed to go read all of his work there. And I guess, is that the key distinction? Because, you know, I'm not sitting here going like, oh, there's no crime. I'm not saying that. But if you're targeting cities that are largely run by Democrats, it's like, okay, well, we're basically talking about almost every city outside of like Oklahoma City and maybe Dallas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is the key distinction, though, a Republican governor in the state?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the key distinction is the Republican governor of the state who is then going to be retaining command of the National Guard, right? In Los Angeles, it was a Democratic governor and a Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, and they did not assent. And I want to be careful because I'm not intimately familiar with the Los Angeles situation, but the president was using very different statutory powers to send the National Guard to Los Angeles, okay, versus what the statutory powers were, essentially the Department of Defense is requesting that that Governor Bill Lee activate the National Guard, and he appears willing to do so. He has not done so yet.
So what are you watching for next?
I mean, really what I'm watching for next is when we're going to have a plan, when we're going to have a real understanding of all the personnel that are going to come here. Second, you know, really what are and to what detail we can get in the media as well as the public, what are actually the orders for both this task force, which is established by the president. Attorney General Pam Bondi has the power to appoint a leader of that task force. I'm still waiting to hear who's going to lead this task force, who's going to be the commanding officer of this task force, because that falls to the Attorney General of the United States. And as far as I know, she hasn't made a decision yet. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for actually when are we going to have boots on the ground here? Again, the governor pledged yesterday in the interview with the Daily Memphian, okay, that they are going to be very communicative about when people are actually going to show up. Okay, they do not want Memphians to be surprised when they see Humvees rolling down the street. Okay. Second, I'm worrying on confirmation of the real number. Yesterday, the governor said it would be about 150 people, but he's not sure yet, and that's still in flux. Right, 150 people to a city. Keep in mind, is 300 plus square miles.
Yeah,
not a lot of people. Right, and so all of those things are what I'm keeping an eye on, and those are pretty top level, surface level stuff. But that's really what I would like to see. And then, you know, when we get the activation, what powers is the governor invoking, you know? And what is he declaring about Memphis, Tennessee at that point? And what is the duration of his, you know, those orders? And so, again, this is just – I would say people bear with it and be patient. We're going to learn more information bit by bit here.
Okay, what are some of the other frequently asked questions that you're receiving?
I mean, what powers the National Guard will have when they get here. That's one.
My understanding is right. They don't have the power to arrest. Is that correct?
It depends. It depends on what the governor does when he activates them.
Got it.
Okay.
So why you're saying whatever orders that he gives, that's what you're watching for to see.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because he is going to be determining in a lot of ways the rules of the game. I think they also, and the big concern we address this in our story is, you know, what role are these personnel going to play in sort of immigration enforcement, right?
Sure.
Is this going to bring enhanced immigration enforcement to Memphis, Tennessee, where we're going to see more people, you know, detained, right? And the governor said, you know, and he was very careful in his comments here. But he said that this is a, you know, law enforcement mission. And if the criminals interacted with happen to be illegal aliens, ICE will become involved. That's what he said. You know, you can read the subtext of his remarks any way you want to. I'll say he answered it very carefully is what, you know, as a person interviewing him, it seems he was choosing his words very carefully in that instance.
Okay. I have another question for you.
Sure.
Was Drake May crowned too soon?
No. No, thank goodness we're off of the National Guard. Drake May is a good quarterback, okay? He is a legitimate quarterback. You cannot watch the run for a touchdown he had last week and not think that it was reminiscent of Josh Allen a little bit. And And I'm not making a comparison here. I'm not saying, oh, Drake May is the next Josh Allen. All right, there's only one Josh Allen. But Drake May seems to be a competent NFL quarterback. I was looking this up before we got on the call because, you know, finally my today I had some headspace for not National Guard situation. And Drake May, I think, in terms of QBR, is like 16th in the league right now, okay? So you're telling me a guy, I think he's got like 12, 13, maybe a little less NFL starts?
I just had it pulled up. Let's see. He has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. He just had his 14th start.
And he is now a top half quarterback by QBR. I think he's a little higher by EPA. And so, yeah, I mean, analytics aren't everything, obviously.
Let's see, where did I have him in success rate? Let's see. Success rate for Drake. Okay. 16th. Yeah. Are you sure that you're not having your opinions colored by the fact that the last three quarterbacks you watched were the ghost of Cam Newton, Mac Jones, and Bailey Zappi?
I mean, keep in mind the last time we beat Miami was Bailey Zappi. I just want to point that out.
Okay. I do also want to point this out. Miami might be like real bad.
No, exactly. I am not waving the flag of like victory accomplished, rebuild over because we beat Miami. Miami might suck. Like Miami, like genuinely might be really terrible.
I was watching that game thinking like Miami actually was begging to be like, I thought that I had a chance, like, because it started out like 12-0, right? Because I had that game on like the quad box of Sunday Ticket, and I was like, oh, this is the Colts game all over again. But then I started to worry. It's like, well, maybe the Patriots aren't good enough to do that.
They probably aren't. I mean, I don't think the defense is particularly wonderful. I think that there's been some, like, a misallocation of resources there. I also think, like, the offensive line for the Patriots is just straight up not that good, particularly in pass protection.
Yes.
I think this is a team that can really run the football. I think they have three good running backs, genuinely. I mean, Antonio Gibson, shout out to U of M, looked great. Obviously, that kickoff return was awesome.
That was such a college football game. Like when you had the punt return, the kick return, and like the explode, I was like, oh man, I'm just watching a game on Saturday now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it very much was, but the Patriots are like what we discussed before this summer. They're like a 7-10, 8-19, right? They're gonna look competitive at times. You know, Drake May is gonna have these moments, and hopefully by the end of the year, you're putting more good moments, like two good moments for every bad moment, right? But like that's what we're not. Like Drake May is a good, solid find at quarterback, okay? Like, he looks better than the C.J. Stroud right now. Just saying that, all right?
There's no question. Well, Stroud definitely was crowned too soon.
Well, they also, like, disinvested in their offensive line, right?
Well, they thought the offensive line was the problem. It's like, then you trade your only good one because he had false starts. And it's like, all right, well, he was still your best lineman, and you traded him, and lo and behold, guess what? They got worse.
Right. Like, he just had no time the other night. Like, that game was, really tough to watch.
His off-target percentage is 32nd of qualified quarterbacks right now in the last 2 years.
Really? Did not know that.
EPA per dropback, he's 29th. Success rate, he's 32nd. Yeah. Again, they have more problems than just that, but he was definitely crowned too soon.
Yeah, I mean, just I think I am confident about Drake May. I am confident that the team is moving in the right direction. I thought last week was positive in the sense of, like, the Josh McDaniels offense, like, you need a master's degree to understand it, right?
Yes, he is asking a lot of questions of his quarterback.
Right, and so, like it seemed like Drake May could, like, handle it a little bit better this past week. And like, that's what you want to see. What you want to see by the end of the year is like that they can do this. And like, I think I've said this to Jeff, maybe just like us texting, but like, would it be really bad if they drafted another offensive lineman this year? Like high in the draft? No, it wouldn't be. Or true defensive, you know, like lineman too, like really dig in here. Like I wouldn't like, let's get another building block. Let's not, like, we don't need to rush to the playoffs 10-7 and then kind of be in the Houston situation. You know, where you're not picking high enough to get any difference makers, but you're not so bad. You know, you're not so good that you're a Super Bowl contender.
No, I would say, though, as someone who has watched a lot of draft picks because they can't get the offensive line right, I have no problem with drafting offensive linemen. Just don't draft Ereck Flowers. And like, if Laramie Tunsil's out there and maybe you saw like a gas bong, still draft him because he fell to you and you had a chance to get the best tackle. Instead, you took Eric Flowers because like he jumped rope nicely.
Yeah, and you don't understand the bong situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, my man, I appreciate you.
Glad we left it there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That is Sam Hardiman of the Daily Memphian. We come back, we'll wrap things up. We'll tell you what's coming up next right here on Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jonah Dillon and Norton Hurd will be on the program. Coach Hurd's going to stick around for Jeffrey Wright and company, and we will have Jason Munns joining the program during the first hour. Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock. Want to thank everybody for listening. We'll try and do better tomorrow, but for now, our work here is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.